whoever they are, splitting more than 587 million big ones. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Updated weather forecast for today. Skies are going to be mostly sunny. Our highs will range into the middle 40s. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight temperatures from 30 to 35. Then mostly sunny in the morning on Friday, becoming cloudy in the afternoon, mid-40s. Cloudy and possibility of some rain on Friday night. Nighttime lows in the upper 30s. Some leftover showers early Saturday, then mostly cloudy with our highs warmer in the upper 40s for that first day of December, and on Sunday, early clouds, then partly sunny, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Delivering nearly as much good cheer as Santa Claus. WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Levensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education, and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, November 29th, 2012. 10:32 and 57 seconds in the morning, the 69th day of autumn. We have lost 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 11 since last we met 1 week ago. The sun rose at 6:59 this morning. It will set at 4:28 this evening. We will have 9 hours and 29 minutes of daylight today. The moon will rise at 5:29 this afternoon. It will set at 8:30 tomorrow morning. We are 1 day past full moon. Yes, I did howl at the moon last night. Next full moon is December 28th. The winter solstice will occur on December 21st, as it often does, and that will define the first day of winter. Days will begin to lengthen at that time, and that's about 3 weeks from today. These days are some of the shortest of the year. These days right now, 9 hours and 14 minutes is the shortest, and that occurs on the solstice, and that is 15 minutes shorter than today. By contrast, the longest day is on the summer solstice, June 21st next year, at 15 hours and 7 minutes. That's 5 hours and 22 minutes longer than today. Much more daylight. We do not have tide information today, I'm sorry to say, so you'll have to live without it. But our regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war, may they live on in all of our hearts. Corporal Christopher M. Monahan, Jr. of Island Heights, New Jersey, with the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force. He was killed in combat in Helmand Province on November 26th, just this past Monday. Navy Petty Officer First Class Kevin R. Ebert, age 32, of Arcata, California, assigned to a Naval Special Warfare Unit. He was killed supporting stability operations in Uruzgan Province on November 24th, which was last Saturday. Each death is a great loss to their families and to all Americans. May they live forever in our hearts. And may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Well, 2 dead is better than 10 as we wind down the war in Afghanistan, but even 1 American life lost is too many and is very sad. Let me recommend a documentary which HBO has, HBO On Demand. It is called War Torn, 1861 to 2010. It's not easy to watch, I promise you that, but it does show what happens to troops who seek combat, presumably to troops from other countries as well. Notwithstanding the anomaly of suicide bombers, I don't know where that fits. And this is not just a pinko, it is not at all a pinko lefty program. It is a documentary told without bias or politics. Senior officers, including generals, confirm that no one comes home unscathed, even if they are not physically injured, something I've known since I've known Vietnam vets years ago. There's always something mental. That doesn't mean they're psycho, but there's some edge that was not there before. The mental toll is tremendous for all who serve in combat. We will be out of Afghanistan soon. Let us hope we have learned our lesson and will take up only noble causes, not those fueled by business, by military contractors like Halliburton. I look forward to the day when we can announce that this feature has indeed come to an end, because the report sheets come up empty. Time for the Culture Corner. My reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them because everyone has the right to be wrong. Fortunately, you do not have the right to be wrong today because I have nothing to report. Okay, my guest today joining me in the studio is Clarabel Rodriguez. Clara came to the public eye when she tried to dress up her eyes with designer eyeglass frames from an online vendor called Decor My Eyes. That led to an odyssey which caused her emotional stress, appearance on a number of morning TV interview shows, and a four-year sentence for Vitaly Borker, the online vendor. Welcome, Clara Rodriguez.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to have you here. So you were shopping for designer sunglasses or
yes.
glasses, frame something. What made you find this particular site?
The pricing was great. I went online, Googled the model that I was interested in, and right away I found Decor My Eyes.
So the model that you were looking for was a much better price on that site than elsewhere?
Yes, it was.
And no red flags went up. You just figured, hey, this is a good site.
Good site, good price.
Good, okay. Now, Borker, this fellow who ran this site, said he has gotten much more business. He got many more hits and much more business, the more outrageous he became and the more offensive he became. Do you know about that?
Yes. He figured out that with regards to the Google algorithm, it didn't matter whether or not you had negative comments or positive comments. They were all equivalent in the Google world. And he basically figured out that he didn't have to pay for advertising. He could bully his clients and his customers. And if his customers decided to write negative or positive comments about him, he would reach the Google ranks as any other paid advertisement.
So 100 hits is 100 hits. That's
yes.
it. And that rises it, or it used to rise that particular site to the top.
Yes.
Huh. It's evil, but it's smart. You know, he's like one of those, you ever read comics? Well, you're kind of young, so I don't know if you ever read the Captain Marvel comics or there was always a Dr. Savannah or some crazy guy who was a brilliant scientific genius. So now, at a certain point, you bought these glasses. Now, what did you receive when you ordered these designer sunglasses? You paid the good price, and what did you get?
I had actually ordered a pair of prescription designer glasses, and when I initially received them, I noticed that they were counterfeit and the prescription glasses lenses were missing. I knew they were counterfeit because I had bought this particular brand in the past, so I know the quality of them.
So you got the frames without the lenses, and
yes.
you thought you were getting a whole pair of glasses?
Yes, I had paid for a whole pair of glasses.
So you got just bad frames, and how much had you paid for those frames?
I paid $486 or so.
And that's a good price?
That's a good price, considering that the prescription lenses were included.
Okay, so you contacted him and you said, hey, I don't, these are not the right frames, and where are my glasses, right?
Yes.
And what was his response?
I told him I wanted to return them. He told me that he would charge me a restocking fee. I told him I should not be charged for a restocking fee because I was not responsible for the counterfeit glasses. If I didn't like them and I wanted to return them, I would gladly pay the restocking fee. But these are glasses that it's basically the glasses were not what I had ordered. He became highly upset, and that's when the threats began.
Threats? He threatened you?
Yes, he threatened me.
Email, telephone, what happened?
Initially, the threats began on the phone. And
he called you?
Yes, he called me. The first time I spoke to him and told him I wanted to return the eyeglasses, he told me he was going to come to my home. He knew my address, and he became very vulgar.
He used profanity?
Yes, lots of profanity. And
really?
Yes.
That, yeah, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around that. How could... I mean, so this, you must have known that this was not a real businessman at this point.
At this point, I realized this was not a real businessman.
So you, of course, took it to another level, because once he abused you, he was already violating laws and propriety and business practice and everything else. What did you do next?
Well, I decided to go to the police when he sent me a photo of the front of my home and told me that if I didn't drop the charges with the credit card company, the dispute that I had placed, he was going to make my life miserable. So I, once I received the photo of my home, I couldn't take it anymore. And at 1:30 in the morning, I went to the police station.
Excellent.
And filed a complaint.
Excellent. Of course, he had your address because he mailed you the glasses, so he knew where you lived. And then I guess it's an easy matter to just go on Google Earth or to go buy it and take a photograph of the house. Do you have any idea what he did?
It was actually a Google photo.
Okay. So he never really came there. He seems like a master trickster. Okay. So
yes. You
went to the police, you filed a report, and what happened then?
I filed a report. Couple of days later, I went to pick up the report, and he was still harassing me, so I decided to go to the courthouse for an order of protection. And when I went to the courthouse for the order of protection, they refused to give me one. They told me that I didn't have enough evidence.
What did the police do?
The police filed the report, took all the information that I had, and
they immediately arrested him, right?
I did not find out about that arrest.
Well, did they? I mean, I was just throwing smoke at you.
Yes,
they did arrest him.
They did arrest him.
Okay. And you didn't know?
No, they never contacted me about that arrest till things escalated and he just continued to contact me. And I contacted the New York State Attorney General's office. Mm-hmm. Left them voice messages, told them that I needed their help. I was afraid for my life, and no one would help me. So I got a hold of a reporter.
Smart.
A New York Times reporter.
Very smart. Was that Reed Abelson?
David Siegel.
David Siegel.
I'm sorry, yes.
I have that article.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we have to take a break. Clara, please stay with us, and we will continue. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Sevierville, Mountain City, or Johnson City, Tennessee, Baltimore, Maryland, Roulette, Pennsylvania, or Las Vegas, Nevada, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You're listening live. I am Bob Lebensold. This program is Environmentally Sound. My guest is Clarabel Rodriguez, and we will be right back.
National news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Taking the pulse of the economy, positive signs for economic growth and the jobs market.
New weekly jobless claims fell below 400,000 last week, a bit better than expected, and GDP growth in the third quarter, first pegged at a tepid 2%, is revised upward to a healthier 2.7%.
Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal. The White House and Congress focused on cutting a deal on taxes and spending.
We don't know what the contours of a final deal might look like at this point. Everybody right now is sort of in their corners and doing the posturing.
Senator John Thune is a South Dakota Republican. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner meeting with congressional leaders to discuss avoiding the fiscal cliff. Lindsay Lohan released from custody. The actress not speaking as she left the New York City police station. Lohan arrested earlier this morning for allegedly hitting a woman. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Come aboard as a Music of Your Life VIP guest as we set sail for a 7-day Caribbean cruise featuring Les Brown Jr., Debbie Boone, and Steve March Torme. Paradise Tours and Travel invites you to the event of the year, the Music of Your Life Caribbean Cruise. The cruise departs Fort Lauderdale in April 2013 with stops in St. Thomas, St. Martin, Grand Turks, and Prince's Quay. But the best part is the entertainment. With your Music of Your Life VIP pass, you will see Les Brown Jr. and his band of renown on stage with special guest stars Debbie Boone, Steve March Forme. We'll get up close and personal with Les, Debbie, and Steve as they share stories about growing up in Hollywood, their celebrity lives, and families. To find out more and book your cabin today, go to musicofyourlife.com. That's musicofyourlife.com. Or call Paradise Tours and Travel at 1-888-495-7828. That's 888-495-7828.
A day in the life of Nourishel.
The sparkling waterfront at Hudson Park, seen from a private plane.
Tree-lined neighborhoods in the North End and Residence Park with stately homes.
Firefighters, cheerleaders, fishermen, events, and activities.
This is Nourishel, and it is now captured in a full-color hardbound book. On October 10th, 2010, dozens of photographers captured Nourishel in photos. 10-10-10.
Sunrise over Isaac Young Middle School. Gardeners at Ward Acres.
People on bicycles and motorcycles downtown. Also, on the water in boats and kayaks. People and places.
Photos taken all on one day. 10-10-10.
Churchgoers after Mass at Blessed Sacrament, Glen Island Park, businesses, and colleges.
North to south, east side to west end, plus the waterfront.
The 10-10-10 book is the perfect holiday gift, plus a wonderful addition to any Nourishel home library. Order the book now at 10-10-10-NR.com for $10 off. Now available for the pre-publication price of $29.95. Free shipping on two books or more. Discount ends on December 7th. Don't delay. All profits from the book will be donated to the Thomas Paine Cottage. Go online to 10-10-10-NR.com to order your copy today. That's 10-10-10-NR.com. In December, the book will also be available at The Curtain Shop at 541 Main Street in Nourishel and Habitat for Humanity. Go online to 10-10-10-NR.com to order your copy today.
Shopping, wrapping presents, or enjoying a sip of eggnog. This is your home for the holidays. WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Okay, we are back. We are speaking with Clarabel Rodriguez. Clara's experience with a designer eyeglass company named Decor Your Eyes, which is still on the web, by the way. I looked it up. They're still there. I don't know if Vitaly Borker has any say in it anymore because he's not with us at this moment. We're talking about your experience, and you said something during the break about this being the shopping season and there's a lot of fraudulent activity. Why don't you elaborate a little bit?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we shop on the internet right now. I mean, we the internet has become everything for us. Easy access. We don't have to go outside. We don't have to go buy a pair of boots or anything. Anything we want, we can find online.
Absolutely.
And now with the shopping season, everyone's looking for deals. Everyone wants a sale. And where do you find your sales? You find your sales online. But with those sales come a lot of fraudulent merchants. And these fraudulent merchants are going to take advantage of many people's...
So other than cautioning people to be careful, are there any specific tips?
I would say if the deal is too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
That's the standard.
Yes.
Caution.
First thing I would recommend is to Google the name of the company.
Okay.
And when you're Googling it, make sure to put, for example, decormyeyes.com, reviews, scams, complaints, along with the actual.
Interesting.
Website.
Interesting. So you specifically ask for reviews?
Yes, you specifically
and
ask for reviews.
If somebody goes to Decor My Eyes, they'll get some of your reviews, won't they?
Yes, they will.
But the thing about that is the freshest, the newest reviews always push the others down, and they could have a campaign where they had their friends put glowing reports so that the top 10, which would be probably all you'd read, unless you're really savvy, in which case you go down to 200 and 300, I guess. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing for this holiday season? Where are you shopping?
I haven't started my shopping. But
Where will you shop?
But I will shop, but I will only shop with reputable sites. I will do a lot of my shopping, not on the internet. And if I do any shopping online with a mama or papa website, I will make sure to Google for scams, mm-hmm. reviews, and then take it from there.
Well, do you ever call them up and can you get anything, or can they be just as sweet on the phone and still be crooks?
They can still be sweet on the phone and still be crooks, but there are telltale signs. Like you can tell when usually you can tell if it's a mama and papa store and they're going to rip you off.
Well, you now are very experienced, maybe even an expert in this. How would an average citizen who's really expecting to be well treated, who's not as edgy as you are, what would those telltale signs be?
If it's just
instinct, then that's something you have now that others don't have yet. Hopefully never.
Well, the minute they start promising you that you will get your item within 24 to 48 hours, first thing you should do is receive an email with a confirmation number.
Yes.
If you don't receive that confirmation number within 24 to 48 hours, you should be receiving it within the 30 minutes of you doing business with these merchants.
But you've already paid once that confirmation number comes, right?
You've already. Yes.
So isn't it too late then if you, your money's in their hands now?
It's not too late. You can contact your credit card company and stop it. Well, it's difficult to put a stop on it because you usually have to wait until the transaction goes through. But then you can contact the dispute department within a certain amount of time. I believe it's like 72 hours. And then place a complaint and start the dispute process that way.
But you can just stop payment on anything immediately, or can you not? I mean, can you just say, look, I just made a purchase online. This is the information. I changed my mind for whatever reason, either because I had doubts or because I just changed my mind. Please stop payment. Can you do that?
That would be great, but you can't do that with a credit card.
Really?
You have to wait until the transaction goes through.
I mean, after the company has already paid?
Yes. After the transaction goes through, then you can go back and dispute the charges. But you can't just purchase something, let's say a pair of eyeglasses, and contact them and say, hey, I changed my mind, put a stop on it. You can't do that.
Well, so much I know, right? How many times did you go to court all in all?
I had to go to the trial. So I was there three times.
Testify.
I testified once and the other, and then I went for the sentencing. And the previous time was to meet with the attorneys to just discuss the case.
So you testified once and then you went to the sentencing. You didn't have to go to the sentencing, right?
No, I did not.
Did the judge ask you for any feedback at the sentencing? Or you just wanted to go to see what happened?
The judge did not ask. Well, he welcomed feedback. He asked if the victims had anything to say, they could. But I chose not to. I sat in the back, and I just wanted to be there for the actual
sentencing. Kind of like in church or at a funeral. Anybody want to come up and say anything? It's kind of like that, isn't it?
Yes, that's the way it is. That's the way it
but
is.
But you didn't do it. Okay, so Borker was sentenced finally to...
He's federal prison, 4 years.
4 years?
Yes. 4 years.
Do you have any concerns that he will come after you when he's out? Or are you pretty much sure that he's learned his lesson and he's...
I would like to say that it would be nice for me not to... No, I will always have concerns. Hmm. I mean, this this man, the things that he did were sick. He says he's a sick man, and it's something that I will always, always have to live with. I will always have to look over my shoulder.
Just incidentally, did you ever get your money back?
Yes, I did get my money back. It was not easy. Citibank was very, very difficult. Really? They were not customer friendly. In fact, they sided with the merchant for a while. And so that was disappointing.
I should think that they would side with their customer.
You think that they would, but initially they didn't. And actually, the only reason why I got my money back was because the reporter, David Siegel, decided to contact them and let them know she should get her money back.
Or they were going to report it. No bank likes that kind of publicity.
Yes.
I read somewhere, because I did read some of these articles, some you sent me and some I just found, that Google had offered to or promised to change their algorithms for search, and so that negative reports did not help a merchant. Do you know if they did that?
I know initially they did, but in the past 2 years, I mean, because this happened, this I've been dealing with this case since August of 2010. But initially Google had claimed that they had changed their algorithm, but they're constantly working on SEOs, the search engine optimization. Right. So they're constantly changing things around. So what was new in August of 2010 is completely old. It's old now.
Well, I wish we could talk so much more. Is anything you'd like to say real quick before we close?
I would say that it's been a horrible experience. I'm grateful that this man has been put away. And I would just, my advice to people listening to this radio show, I would just have to say, just be very careful. Just Google. Just do your homework. Do your homework before purchasing anything online. This was 2 years of my life. I just think that if you can Google something in 10 seconds and find out whether or not they have great reviews or not,
so
that's enough.
How are you feeling? Is it still traumatic, or are you relieved now that he's away?
I'm relieved, but I still think about it, and it still gives me the chills.
Okay, we're going to leave it there, Clara. Thank
Great.
You very much
Thank
for
you
coming.
So much.
Thank you so much for coming to New Rochelle and to be with us live. I know it was a trip from Manhattan. Hopefully the positives that came from this experience outweigh the negatives, at least in the long run. In any case, you're a gutsy, strong woman. I know that this will fade and you'll be able to laugh about it, hopefully in the not too distant future. Our thought for the week, if you wish to lead the orchestra, you must turn your back on the audience. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the U.S. of A., perhaps in the whole world. Next up, Sturm, and if he's around, I don't know. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind for everyone you meet.
Happy holidays.
From AM 1460 W.